It's Marketplace Tech for Monday the 25th. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. Now that he has a federal license, a law student who wants to use 3D printing to manufacture firearms remains wary the government could still shut him down. Cody Wilson goes to the University of Texas and is head of an enterprise called Defense Distributed.
This whole project does take on this weird Kafkaesque story.
Even with the license, he's working on more permits and issues such as protection from liability. Wilson won't be drawn on whether he thinks the world is a better place with more guns or fewer guns. He takes a libertarian view that technology makes regulation, including firearms regulation, impossible.
These old people on the Hill probably really think that they can pass a law and restrict access to guns. Well, I'm seeing a technology entering the world now that explodes that idea entirely.
Wilson says he's not interested in making his project into what he termed some mega corporation. Toward the end of an extended conversation, when pressed about what he really wants to do here, Wilson told us this.
I'd like to print the goddamn gun, man. It's been like 8 months. I'd like to print the gun. I would like to print it. Print it without threat of my body being thrown in a cage or being sued for millions of dollars. My reading is without this extreme set of licenses and records and that I would be subject to at least $500,000 in fines and 10 years of federal prison. I mean, I'd like to just do it.
3D printing uses melted plastic or other materials to squirt out shaped objects such as jewelry, harmonicas, gun barrels, and ammunition magazines. Blueprints can be freely shared online. Ladd Everett with the Coalition to Stop Gun Violence doubts that this printed firearms project is making its intended point.
If it one day reaches a point where the process is able to make effective and durable firearms, is it possible that we might get there one day? Sure. Yeah, I mean, I think we have to look forward and eventually assume that technology will eventually reach such a point. But I don't think that necessarily undermines a system of solid firearms regulation.
Everett is intrigued, however, about whether the widespread printing of guns at home might someday disrupt the established firearms industry and its lobbying of Congress.
Marketplace Tech is supported by Reputation.com, helping individuals and businesses make their best impression where people learn about them first on the Internet. Learn more at 1-800-REPUTATION.
Some clandestine researchers did a test over many months. According to the BBC, they set up a robotic system to check trillions of Internet addresses. What they found, whoever these mysterious researchers are, is that all sorts of devices attached to the Internet are protected only by the easy-to-guess default passwords that the equipment came with when new. Regular contributor Chester Wisniewski is with the computer security firm Sophos.
If you think about, you know, if you've got a webcam monitoring your house and you've put it on the wide open Internet with a default admin kind of password, then arguably somebody could monitor your activities. They might be able to listen in on your conversations. If they were to take over your Internet modem, they could redirect all of your Internet traffic through something that they control and read everything and see everything that you're doing on the Internet. The possibilities are really endless.
Wisniewski is also unhappy about the way this data was gathered, which involved sneaking into networks without permission. And I've seen the effect of the following statistic with my own eyes while reporting from the Kibera slum in Nairobi. The United Nations now says more people have access to cell phones than have access to toilets. 2.5 billion of the world's 7 billion lack basic sanitation. And the UN is putting a new focus on a problem that's linked closely to the deaths of children under 5. I'm David Brancaccio, and that's Marketplace Tech. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.